In a crowded council chambers, after an often heated and boisterous debate, Aurora Council voted to pass a motion February 25 calling on York Region to resubmit its proposal for a men's transitional shelter on Yonge Street. York Region brought a proposal for a men's transitional shelter at 14452 Yonge Street to a planning committee meeting on February 13, 2024, where it was rejected in a 4-3 vote by Aurora Council. Councillor John Gallo was one of those 4 votes against the project, citing concerns with the location, but has since said he regretted his decision. In light of this, Gallo submitted a motion asking York Region to resubmit the proposal for the shelter. "I can no longer allow the search for what's perfect to be the enemy of doing what's right," he said during Tuesday's meeting. Ultimately, council voted 4-3 in favor of the motion, with the green light to indicate the motion had been carried being met with a standing ovation from a chunk of the sizable audience. Extra chairs were put out to accommodate the large crowd of residents watching on during the meeting, as 10 members of the public spoke in chambers about Gallo's motion. Speaking after the vote, Aurora Cares Housing for All Adam Mobbs said he was inspired. "We saw our community come together to support people who truly need help," he said. "I do realize it's step 3 of many, many steps, so I know there's still lots of work to be done," added Mobbs. "But our community, they're up for the job and they're up for the fight." Others also spoke in favor of the motion during the meeting. "Assisting unhoused people is not a waste of time," said resident Kimberly McLean. "Enough time has already been wasted, scuttling this opportunity." Opinion was split among the speakers and in the audience, with the crowd breaking out in applause multiple times for both those for and against the shelter. "Motion is political posturing," resident. Several residents spoke out against the motion, with one, Rosie Mandela, calling Gallo's motion political posturing, urging him to withdraw it. Others, including Mike Zeliani, echoed Mandela's comments saying residents had enough. "We've had enough. It's gone through a democratic process and it failed," he said. Zeliani also said the town should focus on finding a location that makes sense, and questioned whether the shelter was needed in Aurora. In response to comments saying his motion was politically motivated, Gallo said, "I think you should all give your heads a shake. A year ago I upset half of you, and now I'm upsetting the other half," he said, joking this would drive any political advisor mad. Voting against the motion, Councillor Harold Kim said it was unfortunate the issue had divided the community. Mayor Tom Maracas echoed Kim's comments, adding he thought the motion was neither helpful nor productive. He added that he thought that the shelter proposal continues to be unsuitable today. Both Maracas and Kim voted against the motion, alongside Councillor Michael Thompson. In favor were Gallo and fellow councillors Ron Wees, Rachel Gilliland and Wendy Gertner. Except for Gallo switching, all votes were the same as the 4-3 vote against the original proposal last year. York Region. Lisa Gonsalves, Commissioner for Community and Health Services with York Region, had previously told Aurora Today in December that the region was no longer considering the site. In a subsequent statement in February to Aurora Today, Gonsalves said the region is open to considering any sites supported by local municipalities for the purposes of emergency and transitional housing. York Region appreciates the ongoing engagement of members of Aurora Council and residents around emergency and transitional housing, added Gonsalves in an email. York Region recognizes that homelessness is a significant and growing concern that affects many people across our communities and is committed to prioritizing immediate action to address the housing and homelessness crisis. In a letter to Town Clerk Michael Durand, which was included in the meeting's agenda, Dan Kuzmik, York Region's regional solicitor, said a comprehensive region-wide site selection process is underway of potential sites for emergency and transitional housing. Once these potential sites are identified, York Region will work with local municipal partners to align development of these proposed facilities with local planning policies and community input, he wrote. In summary, in Q2 2025, staff are presenting regional council with results of a region-wide site selection process, he added.